This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The armed wing of the Palestinian Hamas militant group said on Monday it had released two Israeli women on health grounds. As sources said, the United States had advised Israel to hold off on a ground assault in the Gaza Strip. A video distributed by Hamas is said to show militants walking with two women hostages towards Red Crescent vehicle ahead of their release. Quote, we decided to release them for humanitarian and poor health grounds, a spokesman for the armed wing said on Telegram. They were freed following the release of an American woman and her daughter on Friday. Israel soldiers were reported to have fought Hamas militants during limited ground raids in Gaza as the bombardment of the besieged enclave continued Monday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Israel said its limited ground operation targeted Palestinian gunmen and that its airstrikes focused on sites where Hamas was assembling to ambush any wider Israeli invasion. Meanwhile, desperate civilians are running out of food, water, and places to shelter from the unrelenting bombardment. A third Gaza-bound aid convoy entered the Rafah crossing from Egypt on Monday, but the trickle of supplies arriving since the weekend is only a fraction of the amount needed.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The U.S. Defense Department has sent advisors, including a Marine Corps general versed in urban warfare, to Israel to assist in its plans to conduct a ground assault in Gaza. It's also speeding multiple sophisticated air defense systems to the Middle East to defend U.S. bases in anticipation of additional retaliatory strikes by Iranian-backed groups. The U.S. is sending multiple Patriot battalions and a terminal high-altitude aerial defense system. This is VOA News. Another small aid convoy has been allowed into Gaza as fears of a widening war have grown. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
As Israeli warplanes continue to pummel Gaza, a small shipment of aid was allowed into the besieged enclave. However, fuel is still not allowed into the territory, where there's been a power blackout for nearly 2 weeks, and hospitals are struggling. Meanwhile, worries heighten of a wider war involving Iranian-funded Hezbollah in Lebanon. Thousands of Palestinians have been killed in Gaza by the Israeli military, and over 1,000 Israelis have been killed by a Hamas attack on the 7th of October. I'm Karen Chamas.
Another passenger vessel has capsized on a river in the Democratic Republic of Congo, local sources said Monday, leaving a number of people dead and missing a week after 47 died in similar circumstances. A civil society representative said 40 people had died and dozens more were missing in the latest tragedy. Congo's transport minister said at least 47 died and an unknown number of people remained missing after another whaler sunk on the night of October 13th. The nonprofit Global Rights Group says 848 extrajudicial executions took place in Nigeria between 2020 and June 2023, and 127 happened in the first half of this year alone. The report comes on the third year remembrance of the victims of police brutality in Nigeria. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
The protests went on for days until security forces cracked down on demonstrators at the Lekki tollgate in Lagos. Global Rights report said 123 people were killed. Nigerian authorities deny the numbers but promised to investigate and punish offenders. Aminu Hayatu is a conflict and crisis researcher at Amnesty International. Hayatu says despite the government often denying casualty numbers, an attempt by Lagos state authorities in July to bury more than 100 people who died during the protests gives credence to the claims. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
It's day number 20 without a U.S. House of Representatives speakers, and members of the Republican Party are starting over. They convened again Monday evening without any idea who will lead and when they will be able to get Congress back to work. Eight lower-level Republican lawmakers are now running to be speaker after one dropped out. None of those remaining has any clear shot for the gavel. Party members heard from the candidates ahead of internal party voting, which is expected Tuesday. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.